This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. For decades, free and reduced-price school meals have been a source of healthy food for low-income students. There's currently a bill in Congress that could change how schools feed students. WSKG's Sarah Gager is here to explain it. Sarah, hello.
Hi, Gabe.
So last school year, over a million New York children qualified for free or reduced meals. That's not a small number.
Right. I spoke with one family who received free meals. Rosie Carter's kids go to Windsor Middle School, and she says that the food the kids get at school is something she can count on.
A lot of children are in households that can't provide nutritional food on a regular basis. And you have to make that choice on whether you're going to pay your light bill or eat.
And so the bill I want to talk to you about helps people like Rosie. It's a bill that reauthorizes the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act.
All right, so the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act.
Yes, it helps some schools provide free meals to all of their students. That law has been up for reauthorization since last year, and it's just sort of running as is while lawmakers work out a new version. And right now there are two different versions, one in the House and one in the Senate.
And how are these two versions different?
One big difference has to do with a reimbursement plan for students' meals. You see, currently schools where 40% or more of their students qualify for other assistance programs, they can apply to receive free meals for all of the students at their schools. The school just has to meet that 40% threshold, then they can apply. The money they get back is based on a formula, and the school itself makes up the rest. And this is the point. Applying for reimbursement under this law means schools can give every student a meal. No paperwork, just here's lunch.
Okay, so is it the House version of the bill that would change this?
Yes, the House bill would raise that threshold to 60%. That would mean 60% of students would have to qualify for other assistance programs before a district could apply for reimbursement for meals.
So if the House version passes this new higher threshold, who would this affect?
According to a report released last year by Hunger Solutions New York, an anti-hunger group, more than 400 schools statewide would lose their eligibility under the House version of the bill. The majority of those are downstate, but it also affects some schools here in the Southern Tier, like the Owego Apalachin City School District in Tioga County. The school district is barely below the 60% threshold.
So the answer is it really affects the poorest school districts.
Right. I spoke with Sherry Tomosky at Hunger Solutions New York. She's in favor of keeping the 40% minimum. It's called the Community Eligibility Provision.
Community Eligibility Provision is really about getting schools that have a majority of free and reduced price eligible kids to feed everybody. This is not about a high income community getting free meals. That is not what this is about. In fact, those districts are not even eligible.
Why don't schools just offer free meals to the kids who need it?
Tomosky told me that the provision is helpful to families who can't complete the application for whatever reason, or those who just miss the upper income limit. There's also a stigma around collecting free food. When you have this reimbursement, kids all go through the same line and are just given a meal. There's nothing that singles out a student. The provision also provides some financial stability for schools.
So what happens now? What's next?
If nothing is sorted out before the end of the year, we'll have another year at that 40% minimum, and bills will need to be reintroduced come January.
Okay, Sarah. Thanks for the information.
Yeah.